Hey, this is Relentless again on AboveTopSecret.com pod thread, my rights versus your rights, because I see while I was busy rambling, Benevolent Heretic posted another pod thread to this, another podcast to this pod thread. And thank you for that, BH, because, wow, I totally missed the entire thing. That's the way my work schedule's been. But this is exactly what I'm talking about. There's something seriously wrong here. Okay, both sides were escorted out under extremely different circumstances, but this should not have been an issue. Okay, corrected later, through an apology and a dropping of the charges, but why did it even happen? It should not have happened. What I'm trying to state about freedom of speech is, go ahead and let everybody say what they want to say. They are identifying who they are and where they stand, and that's all. It's not an issue that should come to the courts or to the policing of this country. It's gone too far. This case, though, is a case purely of freedom of speech, having nothing to do with political correctness. I don't understand why it's gotten so convoluted that it comes to instances like this occurring. It shouldn't. But thank you for bringing this up for discussion. I'm horrified. People are taking the stance so strongly that, you know, she's a traitor. Even though I personally would not have done such a thing, I would find it personally disrespectful to be invited to an event of this sort and use it that way. I personally would not do this, but by the same token, what happened to Cindy Sheehan should never have happened. And this is where it's getting all really convoluted and twisted. And I find it really interesting that that this has occurred just at the same time when I was basically going rambling on about the gender issue. Anyway, thanks for adding that, Benevolent Heretic, and I just wanted to weigh in on that. I am horrified that either woman was confronted for wearing a slogan on their person, even though I personally would not have done that myself under the same circumstances, out of respect for, you know, what was going on. But other people may feel differently, and they have the right to not be accosted for it. So little by little, and how much has political correctness added to this? Little by little, freedom of speech is slipping away. And even though there are many instances where I find freedom of speech more offensive than political correctness, it's not something that should be occurring, ever. But it is. We're here. It's there. It's out there right now. And this seems to keep happening. And I just want to bring up again about, you know, a lot of people using the whole issues, the two issues, through the courts, through the what I refer to personally as the challengers. There are always going to be the people out there, the challengers, who are going to step to the plate and challenge. And that's what both these women did. And I think the current climate, the being torn between the two, and having both concepts challenged, political correctness and freedom of speech, which do not coexist, is leading to more challengers. And then defenders of the opposing side, leading to incidents like this, which should just not be occurring. Anyway, that's my thoughts on that. This is Relentless. Bye-bye.